Horan sending it in there. Header. Goal. Happy birthday, Alex Morgan. WGN. We have alcohol in the studio. It's 7:42 in the morning. Dave, is this uncomfortable for you? It's uncomfortable for me. I'm staring at Miller Lite.
Nothing uncomfortable about that. I don't partake.
It feels like, you know, it's the 5th of July. Why not have a 16-ouncer right now?
I know. I think I will. Guys, they're cold.
For most of the world, it's the 4th of July weekend. For us, it's a work day.
I got to tell you, I was driving in this morning, you know, 4 o'clock, and the streets of Chicago were very much alive.
Yeah.
I mean, people
going home.
Yes.
I got 3 hours of sleep because, you know, right underneath my window was the Windy City Rib Fest and also people setting off fireworks. So that happened till 3 in the morning.
Let's see.
Yeah, there were a lot of fireworks in the neighborhood last night.
The alley.
Luna the dog was having a meltdown in the River North neighborhood. But let's bring in our guest here, Adam Collins, Vice President of Communication for Miller Coors. And if you heard the intro there, Budweiser, it's a very odd story. Budweiser is not, I guess, in sponsorship dollars and giving away beer, is not supporting the U.S. women in the World Cup. And so now Miller Coors is. Can you explain this, Adam Collins, and how you guys jumped on this opportunity?
Well, as you said, Mark, it was a pretty bizarre thing. So the other day, a couple hours before the match started, Budweiser pledged to give away 100,000 beers to people across the U.K. if Team England beat Team USA.
What is that?
I don't know.
Un-American is what it is.
The Clydesdales, I mean, the horses had to be revolting. Go ahead.
There were a lot of Benedict Arnold jokes on Twitter that I saw from folks who were sort of confused about that as well. But the Miller Lite team jumped on that right away. I mean, Miller Lite's the original light beer, a great American product, and said, well, if Budweiser wants to support Team UK, we'll be happy to support Team USA. So we've pledged to give away 100,000 cans of beer, bottles of beer, to people all across the U.S. if Team USA wins, which, of course, they certainly did.
Can I get my free beer as Miller High Life? Because I like that. Ooh. That's the champagne of beers.
Yeah, I'm happy to come back and bring some High Life. You know, I've got the High Life shirt on right now. But I did bring a 9-pack here for the folks here at WGN Studios.
Okay, well, I'll do it.
Go G. Right. I appreciate that. Okay. And by the way, I'm with G on the High Life. I think is the most underrated beer in the country. It is delicious, always and forever, and it's got a great price point. I'm a huge fan. Just for the
good, duly noted.
You're doing it. I'm doing one too.
Thanks, okay.
Adam. How does it work? I mean, how do these beers get distributed to the fans after the victory?
So that is the lawyers are hard at work right now figuring out the legality of such things. There are certain state laws, I mean, that preclude direct giveaways from companies. But we've done things like this before with other teams that we've supported. Thought this was a great way. Obviously, it's an incredible story, right? For those who follow soccer, those who've been following the women's team, not just in this World Cup, but in the last one which they won, in the one 2011 which they were the runners up, if you will, I suppose. It's an incredible story. There's a lot of excitement around the sport and around the team, and we're happy to be part of that story right now.
So I went up to Miller Park in Milwaukee for opening day this year, and I tried to sort of troll the Brewers fans and tell them, you know, how do you feel about Miller no longer being the name of the stadium? They're going to American Family Insurance, which is a great insurance company, but it's not. I mean, I think fans are a little bit more passionate about beer these days, every day. And I also kind of threw in a little bit of a thing that wasn't true, which is that Miller was going to sponsor. It was going to be Wrigley Field at Miller Park, or Miller Park at Wrigley Field. So I did all that. But they were upset. I'm curious.
So you're stirring the pot a little bit.
Yes, I was doing my best to make something out of nothing. But they were upset that that Miller's leaving. So why did that partnership?
You know, we've had an incredible partnership with the Brewers in Milwaukee for decades. I mean, going back to, you know, when County Stadium was still around. I mean, you remember the sort of classic Bob Uecker Miller Lite commercials from the 80s. And we're going to continue to have a relationship with the Brewers for decades to come as well. And, you know, we're working right now with the Brewers to ensure that fans who go to the park up there can continue to enjoy Miller Lite or Miller High Life if G wants for years to come. So
okay. I'm classy. I like the champagne of beers.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Hey, there's
right.
nothing wrong with that, right? Even at 7:47.
These are very cold, though.
They are very cold.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get talked into cracking one open here because, you know, we got to be on the team here.
I know.
All right, the Miller. Yeah. The Miller.
It is a holiday
open.
Weekend. I mean, I know we're all actually
no, it
working,
is.
But it is.
It is
a holiday weekend.
So is there a bonus then if the United States is able to win on Sunday in the final?
We'll have to think about that and what we might be able to do. I mean, like I said, I think this is, you know, it's an incredible moment, and sports has this, you know, Dave, better than many people. Sports has this incredible way to bring people together. Beer does the same thing. It's a way to have some fun, to come together over the holiday weekend, over a couple drinks, and, you know, enjoy a conversation with your family, enjoy a game, whether that's the Cubs and Sox, whoever you are cheering for this weekend, or the women's team, who I know we're cheering for, Team USA, on Sunday morning.
Well, as a former beer vendor, the only profession that I did reach the pinnacle in, Budweiser and Miller.
So far,
correct. Budweiser and Miller have always been rivalries, a rival in this town.
Yeah.
Bud on the north side, MGD, Miller Lite on the south side. It was, and when Budweiser came into Guaranteed Rate Field, it was almost kind of a thing. Like, that's a Cub beer.
Yeah.
Which, of course, you want everybody drinking the beer on both sides of town, right?
I would love everyone drinking the beer in all parts and all sides of town. Yeah, it's a fun time. It's a fun time. This is a great experience for us. It's a great moment for us, and we're going to continue to have fun with it.
All right.
How fantastic. This go, ladies.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should read the tweet. Quote, okay, Bud, you're on. We'll take the U.S. If we win, we're giving away 100,000 free beers right here in the good old USA. Hashtag Team USA.
I mean, has Bud responded? Have they said anything?
No. I mean, there's really not a very good response
right.
back. I mean, it's a sort of, you know, I mean, what do you say? You know,
no,
you double down, maybe they'd give away 200,000 in the U.K.? Maybe they're for Netherlands. I don't know.
How would you get through this one, Dave? You're an expert in...
I don't know. I want to know if Adam wrote the tweet.
I did not write the tweet. I wish I could take credit for being quite that clever. I'm not. But I did read it, and I'm happy to talk about it while I'm drinking. it's the Miller Lite team, in all honesty, the Miller Lite team has got a lot of really good people on it. They're, you know, noses the grindstone on all these things all the time.
You know, everyone's going to be asking, so how do they get their free beer?
What I would suggest is pay close attention to the Miller Lite Twitter account. In fairly shortly, you'll see details on how to enjoy your free beer.
Okay.
Unless you're in
the studio.
And
what's the handle
here.
For the Twitter account?
It's at Miller Lite.
Yeah. You know, we were talking off the air. Adam was in politics for a long time, and I have to ask you, what's more intense, competition in politics or in the beer business?
You know, they both have their own uniqueness. Now, I've been really lucky in my life and in my career to work for some really great people, and right now I'm working for a really great company, and you know, it's a lot of fun, and in all honesty, there's no place I'd rather be right here right now. So
good, especially drinking a beer at 7:50 in the morning.
There is that.
And Adam, did you hear from the U.S. women's team?
We haven't yet. I mean, okay. I would hope that they're all busy getting ready for the game,
right.
and less concerned about potential beers back in the States.
Well, it's helping from their people.
Yeah.
Your people.
It's been an awesome time for the women's team, and Megan Rapinoe's gotten a ton of news, and mm-hmm. I don't know if people saw the piece in the Players Tribune that's her wife Sue Bird wrote, which was super passionate. I highly recommend it, and hey, let's go beat the Netherlands, right?
For sure.
Congratulations. Thanks so much for jumping in, and appreciate the cocktail early in the morning.
You bet. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks,
right.
Adam.
Cheers indeed. Adam Collins, Vice President of Communication, Miller Coors, giving away 100,000 beers because of the U.S. women winning a soccer match. That's awesome.